Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. This means war. You got to know, brothers and sisters, that we're in a spiritual war that's real. And we have real weapons, praise God. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We are truly happy to have each and every one of you all. I am an Esther pastor of Maryland, but I'm going to ask her if she'll give us a word of prayer. Okay. And after that, we're going to pick up on the lesson where we left off at. I'm going to ask Pastor Maryland if she'll give us a word of prayer.
Good afternoon, Pastor. Everyone on the prayer line. Praise God, give you honor and glory, for today is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord God, we just lift up this broadcast on today, Lord God. We bind everything that will come against it in the name of Jesus. We bind everything that will come against Pastor Beasley in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, that you are God and God alone, and there is no other God besides you, beneath you, above you, below you. We just thank you that you are God. We thank you, Lord God, that you have ordained for this prayer. I mean, not this prayer, but this broadcast to go out every day at the same time to everyone that it goes out to. We thank you, Lord God, for everybody that's on this prayer line. I'm on this broadcast. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against Pastor Bill. No weapon formed against Pastor Beasley and his broadcast shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing and all that you are allowing in this season. Thank you, God, in Jesus Christ, and we pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for that. Well, hey, brothers and sisters, I'm excited about this word, man. I tell you what, I am truly excited. And I guess we'll kind of pick up where we left off on yesterday for sure. And just for the record, we'll get started right here. Just for the record, remember that we were in 1 Timothy 6:12 talking about fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, wherewith thou art also called. You've been called, and we've been called to do this, and have the profession of a good profession before many witnesses. And that led us over there to Ephesians 6, and we talked about some of the things that the helmet of salvation, how it's to protect our head. And reason that important, because you got to bear in mind that the head of salvation and the heart of salvation is real. And a lot of times when you're fighting, they go for the head. And Satan will love no more than to go for your head. But the Bible has taught us that we're to be strong. One day we talked a little bit about 1 Thessalonians 5:8. Let's see, let's go back over here. Let's see, pastor available to read. And I want you to go to 1 Thessalonians. And I think what I'm going to do today, I'm going to pretty much lay out some things that we're going to talk about. And we also talked a little bit about the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. I want to try to make sure everybody understands. I'm having a little problems over here, but praise God. Father God, we bind that up right now in the name of Jesus, that it will go forth clear, and that the enemy must cease all operation right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, according to 1 Thessalonians 5:8, it says, but let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate for faith and love, and for an helmet, that hope of salvation. And it was so important that we do that. And then we talked about a little bit about Matthew 4:4. We cannot make too much of the Word of God if we're not using it. So we are the soldiers that God has called us to be. We have to take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And we have to dwell in that. I think that was Colossians 3:16. If you're available to read, Pastor Bill.
Yes, Pastor.
Okay.
Yes, Pastor. I'm available.
Okay. Okay, thank you. In Galatians, I guess we'll go to Galatians 3:16. I'm just trying to cover some of the things that we over, so everybody be on the same page with this. So we're going to get into prayer and the power of it. That's one of our most important. All these weapons are important, but definitely prayer. And before we leave here today, you will know why it is so important. But in Colossians 3:16, it reads like this: let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and in hymns and in spiritual songs, singing with grace in your heart to the Lord.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, let the word of Christ, the message, have the run of the house. Give it plenty of room in your life. Instruct and direct one another using good common sense. And sing your hearts out to God. Amen.
Amen, amen. And so you have to dwell, abide in, live in Christ for your weapons to be effective. So then we moved on. I think it was Ephesians 6. I know we did 16. We didn't do the whole thing, but we're going to read from 16 through 18. He says, above all, that's Ephesians 6, 16 through 18, above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereof with all preservation and supplication for all saints.
Mm-hmm. Amen. From the Message Bible, take all the help you can get, every weapon God has issued, so that when it's all over but the shouting, you'll still be on your feet. Truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are more than words. Learn how to apply them. You'll need them throughout your life. God's word is an indispensable weapon. In the same way, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare. Pray hard and long. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Keep your eyes open. Keep each other's spirits up so that no one falls behind or drops out. Amen.
Amen. So the weapon of prayer is what we're going to talk about this week, okay? Because the soldiers in warfare against the devil must understand how to wear the armor of all, and it's not part of it, but all the armor, and how to pray, and not just pray, but all prayers, okay? And we want to talk about that, all prayers. Really, the demand is for all prayers, if you read that, and it's for all seasons. So in the interest of understanding with a deeper sense of personal need for God. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about intensify the meaning of prayer and supplication. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit will help us in this kind of mighty prayer. But listen, brothers and sisters, we have to be clothed. It's part of your clothing. It's part of your weapons. It's part of your armor, if you would.
Mm.
It becomes an irresistible prayer. I want to say irresistible power of prayer. And so we want to deal with that. And then we're going to deal with the power of prayer in a way that we haven't tackled this before. But the Lord then put it in my spirit that it has to be more than just devotion.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times we want to pray during devotion and pray in the morning. But the Bible says man should always pray. Always.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about that this week. How can you always pray? See, what prayer does is this. Prayer brings God into your situation.
Yeah. Amen.
A lot of us, we're not realizing we're asking God to be part of our situation, whatever that is, with the commanding force. And remember what he said in Isaiah 45 and 11? Hey, how about we'll go there? Isaiah 45 and 11. Thus says the Lord, the Holy One of Israel and his Maker, ask me anything to come concerning my son and concerning the work of my hand, command ye me. Woo, what some words. God said, command me to do. That's authority if you're in Christ. Mm-hmm. But go ahead, Pastor.
Amen, amen. 45 and verse 11 from the Message Bible. Thus God, the Holy of Israel, Israel's Maker says, do you question who or what I'm thinking? Are you telling me what I can or cannot do? I made earth, and I created man and woman to live on it. Amen.
So concerning the work of my hands, he said, command ye me.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the Lord said. That's not my word, it's what he said. Okay? So we're going to deal with a little of that this week. And we are charged in the word, brothers and sisters, to pray without ceasing. I think that's in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17. It says, pray without ceasing.
Amen, amen. That was 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse
16.
16.
17.
Okay, Pastor. Pray all the time. Thank God no matter what happens. Amen.
So you can pray without people will tell you differently, but hopefully before this week out, you'll see how to pray without people. He says that man should always pray and not faint. So you can pray without people. In everything, pray. In everything, pray. So I like what Philippians says, and over in Philippians 4 and 6, I'm going to start this week that a lot of this word is going to be illuminated. I'm telling you, it is really exciting. He said, be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praise shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Amen.
Listen, brother, sister, if you're going to worry, don't pray. Don't pray.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Would you say that, Pastor? Yes. If you're going to worry, don't pray. And if you're going to pray, don't worry.
Amen.
You know, you just put it in God's hand, it's a done deal. I like to call it a DD. It's a done deal. So
all
you don't
right.
want to keep repetitious with people either. Because a lot of times, people, remember you're in a fight. Now, you're in a spiritual battle. So every one of your words is important to Satan. It's very important. Whatever come out of your mouth, you're representing Christ.
Yeah.
You do that in your prayer life. See?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're continually praying, you have to be real careful. But I'm not talking about Joe Willie. I'm not talking about the first nigga. I'm not talking about Miss Mary. I'm talking about you personally. You have to be careful. Whatever come out of your mouth, I can't be responsible for nobody else, but I can be responsible for myself.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Sometimes you got to pray instant, brothers and sisters. Instant. Remember in Romans 12 and 12, we'll go there. Romans 12 and 12, it says, rejoice in hope, patience in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer.
Mm-hmm. Amen. The Message Bible. Be alert, servants of the Master, cheerfully expectant in hard times. Pray all the harder. Amen.
You gotta be willing to have instant prayer, brother and sister. I like what Pastor Marilyn does. She do like that. Somebody asked me to pray, boom, I'm praying right then. Right then.
Mm-hmm.
Right then and there. Don't tell me about no prayer because I'm finna pray for you right then. And then I'm going to call it done. You ain't got to worry about me praying over that no more. And I won't be like a lot of people. Some people just go around asking everybody to pray. No, if you believe in it, you don't need to ask for one person to touch and agree with you. Hey,
mm-hmm.
if you want to get more because it's a real spiritual battle you're dealing with, that's what you do.
All right.
You know, because that's what you're working with. But sometimes we need that for the sense realm. But brothers and sisters, get out of that way of thinking. Doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Pray. When he says to rejoice in hope, and in patience, and in tribulation, no matter what you're going through, keep on praying. Be happy. Have that confidence. Somebody said
mm-hmm.
trouble won't last always, but pray.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And then, so that's another thing. And we'll probably deal with some other prayers too, because a lot of things come to mind. A lot of scriptures come to mind that we want to check out. You know, everybody won't agree to this, but let me tell you, brother, sister, the Bible says, whatsoever you shall ask, John 14:13. So if you shall ask anything, I think that would be needed. As a matter of fact, you know what, we'll touch on that just a minute. In John 14:14, I know some of y'all, if I'm going too fast with these scriptures tonight, but before the week's over with, we'll revisit a lot of them. And but I just want you all to be aware that this is a spiritual war that you're in, and really it doesn't have a whole lot to do with the physical realm. And I'm gonna talk to you about that this week. But in John 14:13, in John, I don't know, it's just so much about John, I just love. I like the way he encouraged people by let not your heart be troubled. Don't worry. Don't worry, man. Remember when
mm-hmm.
he's over
here. Amen.
Why are you worrying anybody? Let your heart be mm-hmm. not be troubled. Because if you believe in God, believe also in me.
Yeah.
But anyway, in John 14, and you know I'm looking at 14 and 14 now, but in 13, and we'll read both of them. In 13 it says, we'll read 13 and 14. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. What an awesome statement.
It is. Amen. From the Message Bible, you can count on it from now on, whatever you request along the lines of who I am and what I am doing, I'll do it. That's how the Father will be seen for who he is in the Son. I mean it. Whatever you request in this way, I'll do. Amen.
He's telling you, telling me, telling you all that he got you. When you ask the Father, and if you're asking him in my name, see, a lot of people ain't even use the name of Jesus yet. Not for prayer. They use it for begging. They never use it for warfare. Not everybody, but I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, that name is to be used for warfare as well.
Mm-hmm. All
that's your weapon, remember? So
yeah.
A lot of times, it doesn't matter what's involved. He said, now, whatever you ask the Father, so when you bring to the Father, he said, now, I'm going to give it to you because he will give it to you because I'm going to ask him to give it to you. I think that's in John 15:7, so let's look at it here. But we're going to tackle this from a lot of different angles. It ain't going to be about what's the right way to pray. Men should always pray, okay? Where should you pray in this? I don't know nobody got no degree in how to pray. It's real simple. Men ought to always pray and not faint. But there are some people want to, because there's a lot of books been written about prayer and all kind of pray. But I do want to tell you this, you ain't conning God. And I'm going to show you that in the scripture. But in John 15:7, he says, if you abide in me, I want y'all to hear these conditions now. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and if ye shall be, it shall be done unto you.
Mm-hmm. Amen. From the Message Bible. But if you make yourselves at home with me and my words are at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. Amen.
See, a lot of times we just want to pray without actually living in the Word of God. That's how you live in Him. That's how you abide in Him, in the Word.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to be real clear, brothers and sisters. I'm talking about getting results now, okay? And the way you get these results is plainly tell you right now. Living in the Word of God. Praise God. I'm going to tell you, brothers and sisters, some people have just let the devil have it. Now, I ain't doing this no more. But sometimes you got to rebuke the devil.
Yeah.
And even though you, but remember that you're standing in truth, you're standing in righteousness, you're living in Him. He says, if you live in me and what I say, live in you. So you got to let the Word of God live in you. It's conditional. See, that's what that is pretty much called conditional prayer. Oh, well, no, God don't ask anybody. No, God is not required to. Okay? You may think he is, but he's not. The requirement is you have to live in him, and he has to live in you. Then whatever you ask, it'll be given.
All right.
Because
all
you
right.
set the condition. A lot of times people don't want to speak your condition. You want to get driver's license, but you don't want to take the test.
Have mercy.
Think about that one, huh? Where there's a condition, brothers and sisters. There are conditions all through life. And we're gonna talk about the different kind of conditions. We're gonna talk about God's promise and how he promised it. I mean, when the Bible says call on me, you still have to be in the spirit of God. You have to abide in him. You can't just live in him and not let the word. That's why I keep telling you how important the word of God is.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, you may not believe in love. Well, to not believe in love is not to believe in God. See, God's word is his weed for you. So no one can have a stronger faith than what you have in the word of God.
Amen.
That's what you trust in his word. Yes, God healed this sister, he healed that brother. But listen, brother and sister, it's just like when you're honoring God. You know, you got to honor God and his authority. His word is his authority.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're honoring God's word, we're operating in his authority. So tomorrow, we'll probably just begin to talk about what prayer is, and then we're going to go through a bunch of scriptures to really illuminate it and see what he said about prayer. See what his conditions are. When the word flips off of your lips and you're a believer, Satan gets, he shakes. Because he knows that you know it's going to be done. Do you think Jesus hesitated at all to rebuke Satan? No. God needs some more folks out here that will rebuke. And then when your faith ain't strong, you can tell him, hey, God rebuked you, Satan. Yeah. You may feel some type of way, not the feeling have anything to do with it. You may not even have the knowledge to know this. But I want you to know, brothers and sisters, you can flip Satan off real quick. When you put that word on there and he know that you know that word and that's where you're standing on, you have to back up. You have to back it up. And it ain't no question if it's going to be answered. It's already answered because you met the requirement as a soldier. Your uniform is pressed. You operating these weapons right. You're a good soldier, like Timothy said. What made you good? Because you're operating in God's stuff.
Amen.
I don't want to get into soldiers, but I want you to know, because we are soldiers, and God called us that, there are certain requirements, even in the United States, in this military. You can't just go with your pants hanging down below your butt. You can't do that.
Amen.
That may freak some of y'all out. I mean, I don't know, but I want you to know. You can't just, you may work at McDonald's like that, but you ain't finna work in the United States Army like that. And there's certain places where you can't just wear your hair any kind of way. But they ought to be happy I'm here. No, they ought to be happy to go find another job. Because we don't, see, that means more to them, your presence. It's like with God. Your presence means a lot to God. For you to not be in his word and you coming to him doing things about like a man walking around with his pants hanging over his butt. You might want to see all that. You got to come to a rest.
Amen.
Yeah, because he's telling you how to come and come correct, abide in the word and the word abide in you. Now, I know some of you real smart people out there wondering, well, what they got to do with the pants? Because he's telling you how to come. If you come, you're going to come righteous. You're going to come in truth. You're going to come in holiness. You're going to come in right standings with God. And that's the point there, is to come in right standards. So I'm giving you an illustration. You come to that job, and the man told you, hey, you can't come in here like that. You're not in right standards with God.
Mm-hmm.
So pull the pants up and you're in right standing. And I mean, I don't know, maybe some of your people, maybe your kids, grandkids, I can fuck left here. They need to be in right standing. So I'm using that as an illustration. When you come to God, you got to come to God in right standing. And he's still no time. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit, too, this week. Hey, I appreciate you all. Mm-hmm. Again, thanks, Pastor Marilyn, for that heartfelt prayer. And we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon.